Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, morning all. A bigger Monday. Let's hit the ground running. Come on, Sydney, up and at 'em. Let's go. How was your weekend, big fella? What was the highlight for you?
A bit of family time this weekend. There was no Youngblood didn't have any footy matches to play in because the Penrith had the bye, so... spent a bit of time.
I got a couple of pictures from you having a drink, which I loved. They cheer me up immensely.
It's the weekend. You've got to. Yeah, yesterday I went to see a special screening of John Wick 4.
I love John Wick.
He's the
unbelievable. The body count's incredible. The action's incredible. Keanu Reeves just brings it. And is it as good as the others?
It's better. This is the best installment. Man. I've loved them all.
And why, again, I'm going to ask you, why would you go to the movies without me? I suppose you took your wife or someone, did you? Why would you not, John Wick 4, two large popcorns, large Cokes and a choc top and a bit of chat? And we could have had a great day.
I got a photo from you, but the last photo you sent to me on Sunday morning was at about 3:30 a.m. I'd gone to bed about an hour before that, so... Yeah, I thought you wouldn't have made the 10 a.m. screening of John Wick 4, so I just let you go. Okay, so
I apologize for sending dick pics at that time.
That's all right.
It's just crazy. I'll tell you what I did. I watched.
Hey, it was a good cut on your vasectomy. I'll say that they've done a real good cut.
I'm glad I'm not on this WhatsApp group.
We'll put you in.
No.
I'm going to say no. Also,
I watched the last episode of The Last of Us, the most disappointing favorite series. I know you like this, but to me, I just go, and my girlfriend likes to watch it, and I sat there going, God, you know, when does it end? Bring on the zombie apocalypse, please.
Well, it's not really a zombie apocalypse. It's more like it's the series that I watched, and because I couldn't binge it, I couldn't watch it back to back like you usually do when series come out. You can watch the whole installment in one day. Every Monday afternoon, it would drop in Sydney at 1 p.m. So that night we'd make it was kind of like a family night to watch it. And we loved it. We absolutely loved it. Series 2 is in the pipeline, which we're really excited about.
Oh, God, please, no. Make it end. I didn't like it. There's too much sitting around talking in rooms.
I've got one for you. Put John Wink. John Wick in The Last of Us.
Hello. You're talking turkey. Tick-tock.
Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
I don't even know why I'm doing this. I couldn't find anything much floating around today.
You've got a vested interest. Let's say that.
Well, I need a cleaner. My house is... Dirty, so there's someone here who's charging $90 to clean houses naked. A woman who works as a naked cleaner has revealed the weirdest parts of the job. Oh, that should go on for a while. Including clients who are also naked. Get used to it. I'll be there, butt naked, starfished on the bed. You missed a bit. Lottie Ray, 32, took up the unusual role to make some extra money. You know what? Do you want a naked house cleaner?
I don't think so.
I think just clean, just tidy up, don't you? Put your bits about. It's like a naked bike ride. Remember we saw a naked bike? Who wants to ride a bike naked? I think of nothing worse than even approaching a bicycle without clothes on. Who wants to get on the end of a vacuum cleaner? And, you know, start polishing floors in a naked.
Well, imagine stacking and unstacking the dishwasher. That'd be it, like when all the steam coming in.
Imagine that with a mixed grill with your testicles hanging down.
I was waiting
around
for
the back, clacking away like a like a like executive a... toy while you load in all the dishes from the dinner the night before. That's not doing it for me.
Oh, yeah. No,
is there any house? Is there any household job that you could do naked that would be hot or sexy?
Maybe something in the bathroom or in the you know, that kind of, you're already there. So you need to be nude when you have a shower or a bath. So maybe
trimming the hedge, trimming
leaf
the hedges.
Blower. A naked man with a leaf blower. That would do
really?
It for me. Yeah.
You're a strange woman.
No, I'm just practical. Leaf blower, some big torso out.
Were you on the drink with Tash on last Friday for the
sober.
I think you're still drunk.
That'd be a good character. You know, Manpower, how they always have, like, one's a pilot. Like a naval officer.
One's a leaf blower.
The last guy comes out and just with a leaf blower.
Oh, we would squeal.
And then turns the blower. Then turns the blower on himself. I don't know if I'm into a naked cleaner, unless it like a Victoria's Secret model or something like that. But she's not going to be doing it for $90 an hour.
No, $9,000.
Hey, maybe I'll do it. Oh, I'll take that up.
How much would you charge?
I'd do it for free. just let me in. Just let me in. Let me take my clothes off.
That bloke's in the nude again inside washing the dishes.
And I'll bring my own dustbuster. All right. We're done.
We've had enough.